Cat Named Mo Show, second hour. In about 42 minutes to go, we turn you over to Johnny B. What did you do this weekend, Diz?
I had Mother's Day, spent that with my mom.
I should know this, but I actually don't. You only child?
No, I have a sister.
Sister, okay. Yeah, lives down here too?
Yeah, she was there as well for Mother's Day. She is a mother. So hung out there, and I dropped basketball wife to the airport. She is in Colorado for a bit.
All right. And basketball wife, that's your girl.
No, I said basketball wife.
That's your basketball wife. I'm just asking questions.
She had a tear?
Huh?
She had a tear?
She shedded it.
When that big bird took off. Mm. Wait a minute, she gone
broke
for good?
Broke the shackles, brother, and ran.
She gone for good?
Nah, she coming back. She had to go handle some business out there. So she coming back.
All right, good, good. People need to know. They like to be aware of your status, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, we're seeing each other, and, you know, things are going real good. But, you know, obviously, long distance, that's not easy, bro.
Just so that I'm clear, you call her, you refer to her as a basketball wife because she dated, she was married to a basketball player.
Yeah.
A pro, big time. Oh, don't hate on
him. Well, that would have said his name if he was that big.
Come on, don't hate on
him. Ex-Iverson girl, you know what I mean?
He was up there in the mix. He was in the paint, right?
He got a check.
All right.
Is it Kenny Jett? Kenny the Jet?
No.
Not Scottie Pippen, is it?
All right. It would make sense that I got it, though. I'll let you guys know after in the break.
Okay, Spike.
Yo. Okay, y'all know me, right?
No.
Ask me if this was a punk move, bad move, stupid
punk move.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we answer first? I'm going to start with punk.
I'll go with stupid then.
Okay.
Okay, it was a stupid punk move.
Stupid punk move.
All right, so I went to Daytona for Mother's Day, and my pop texts me. He says, hey, can you bring your chainsaw? I want to cut down this tree. There's a little tree on the side of the house.
Does your mom live in Daytona?
We got a house in Daytona, too. So it's a little house. I mean, a little tree that's rotted next to the house. So he says, I want to bring me a chainsaw. I want to use it to cut down the tree. Now, my dad is 80, way up there in the 80s, 4, 5, 6, or 7.
And blind. Don't forget blind.
Yeah.
Don't forget you go.
Deaf.
Yeah, don't.
He's deaf.
Oh, deaf. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, you were serious?
Yeah, I knew it was one of them.
I thought it was a joke.
No, I knew it was something.
Yeah. Hold on real quick. 80-something?
Yeah.
Has to be higher than that, right?
No, 85, 86, 87, one of them. Okay. Anyway.
I don't believe that math.
Yeah. I think like 107.
That's a little more accurate.
That had me at 16. So, anyway, I'm thinking, dude, just ask me to cut the dang tree down.
Oh, he was acting like he was going to do it.
Bring the chainsaw. I get to Daytona.
That'd have been my move. So, can you bring me the chainsaw?
I want to go do this thing.
Yeah, bring me a wrist brace. Yeah. My arthritis.
Let me get some icy hot rub on my shoulder real quick before I perform.
So, I pull up the Daytona.
So, the tree cuts to the left, right?
I don't want to cut myself, right?
Yeah.
So, I pull up. I walk in the garage and first thing when I walk in the house, first thing they say, did you bring the saw? Yes. And he says, where is it? I said, it's in the truck. I left it in the truck. He says, okay, I'll use it later. So he takes his happy butt, sits in the big recliner, falls asleep.
Yep.
I understand. So when he wake up, he expecting that tree to be gone.
Yeah, he said, I'll do it. He wakes up and goes,
hey, sidekick.
Yeah,
you get a hold of that tree on that mission I sent you on?
So we hang around, and we eat dinner. Then he asked me again. He says, did you get the saw out the truck? I said, why you keep bugging me about this doggone saw? I said, I'll go get it. He says, okay. I said, I'm going to let you cut this tree.
I gotta ask.
Go ahead.
When you're mad at him, because you can't yell, do you just aggressively do your hands?
It's obvious. You can tell.
Hard at him.
So he goes and sits in his chair again.
Okay.
Gone.
Of course.
So I went out there, cut the tree down, bagged it up, and did that. Right.
Yeah.
So we back in the house. He wakes up. Hey, where's it? Where's the saw? Where's the saw? I said, okay, I got it.
Hey, I gotta go do the thing right now.
You know what it's all. As soon as Mike went out back, he had his binoculars looking out the window. Look at that punk ass.
Stupid punk.
This badass knee.
I'm 86, got better knees than
him. That's my knee killing me.
Yeah.
So I sit down, I put the saw by the tree. So he gets up out of the chair, And we have the house is like three stories. So he goes in the mansion, second store, yeah. Okay. And then he goes to the upstairs, get his tennis shoes, and he come down, no tennis shoes on. He just comes back down and says, okay. I said, what are you doing? Everybody watching this, right? But they mad at me. Because when the dad goes out the back, and the tree is gone, right?
So yeah.
He goes out there, and people say, Spike, you wrong. Why you let your daddy get up and go through all this, thinking he got to cut a tree?
He wanted to cut the tree.
I said, I'm giving him hope, because he got up out of the chair. He thinks, I'm finna go do this and show Spike.
Yeah.
So he goes out there and finds out the tree is already gone. Then he comes in and says, why I lied to him?
I mean, you did kind of punk him.
Is he mad, or is he just...
Nah, he finally said, he said good job.
But you did punk him at first.
Right, but I knew...
I'm kind of with Spike. I mean,
I'm with Spike.
Just ask me to cut the tree down.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Spike's wrong, but he did punk him. I made that man go all the way upstairs with his two good knees, which Spike knows nothing about. Right, okay, the man came back down.
But he didn't change shoes one. He didn't change shoes one.
I would have done the same thing you did, bro.
See, this one...
You made a big deal out of this. Sleeping the whole time. I went and did the work, but you gonna have to do the work to find out.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. He got up, and as he's going up the stairs,
he saw the tree.
No, he was waiting on somebody to say, "Don't do it. It's already done." So he kept going up the stairs and
he
got up there
a little bit.
Probably went up there and cried for like 5 minutes.
Ain't nobody told me the tree
recomposed himself.
It's hard being blind, Mo.
And then he come down. And he come downstairs and did a little stumble. I said, "Look at this joker here." Everybody like, Spike. And I said, "Oh, I'm gonna let him walk. He walk right by me."
Yeah. I'm gonna answer first.
Go.
Power move.
All right, cool.
Power move.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
I have moved from punk move to power move on my thing.
It doesn't matter if he in his 80s. You can't let him off the hook like that. Yeah.
No.
And that joker, he's something else.
How long did it take you to cut? What was the issue with the tree, and how long did it take you?
I think it got hit by lightning because it was basically dry rotted.
Okay.
So it was no higher than maybe this chair.
Oh, it was like a stump. It was about like, basically.
Probably could have kicked it over.
Oh, yeah. You could have. So, but
how thick was it? It was easy, like,
It was about that big around.
Okay, that's a decent size. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was, but I said, I knew. Because he texted me. He says, if you come in here for Mother's Day, like a week before, if you come for Mother's Day, bring the saw. I want to use it to cut down this tree. And I started, just tell me you want me to cut down.
So much easier.
That man talk. He know he ain't going to get there and do it. He going to sit in that chair and go to sleep.
How mama like her Mother's Day?
My mom, she's kind of like you. She like to complain and fuss a lot.
First off, that's nothing like me.
Mo is a woman, so I'll agree.
I don't like to complain.
Especially them arms.
I neither complain nor fuss.
My mom complains about everything. I told her.
Like what? Give me an example.
So we said we're going to take her to dinner. Why y'all take me to dinner? We got food here.
For real?
Okay. So my sister had to come, and then we had to get out the barbecue grill and cook and all that kind of stuff. And then she sit there and says,
that's more work.
Yeah, it is. And then as we were sitting.
Oh, so you guys opted not to take her out.
Right, because
she didn't want to go out.
She said, I don't want to go out. We got food. We have food here. So somebody had to go buy a lot, like 8 steaks and some.
Well, clearly
food
y'all didn't have food.
She did not. Yeah. She was wrong.
Say, mama, go in. You should have did your mom's like you did your dad.
Go and get sneakers on.
Go get us some
steaks. Take your ass upstairs, get them sneakers, and go check what you got in the freezer.
Give me a bone-in ribeye.
We ain't got a damn thing.
Yeah. You should have did her exactly like your pops.
Yeah, I should have, but we always bug her because she thinks, and I don't know why, she's 80. She thinks that nobody has sense but her.
Well, that's true. We're dealing with your family, probably.
Yes. Right. No, dude. I'm the golden child, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
I'm the golden child, really. So, I'll tell you a story about.
Remember the golden child, the kid ate his boogers? The Eddie Murphy movie, The Golden Child. Remember the Golden Child ate his own booger?
No, I do not remember that.
So I think that Spike is right. He is the golden child. Yeah.
So one of our sprinklers had to be adjusted out there. And so she said, Spike, go do the sprinkler because it's blowing on the tree.
Spike, I got to be honest before you continue. It sounds like you're their landscaper.
I'm Bookman. You don't know who Bookman is.
And understand something, this. I ain't mad at him for it either.
Well, it's good he helps,
So I'm adjusting the sprinkler, and we turn on, and you see it's coming, right? And I'm in front of the sprinkler, and it's coming towards me. My mom says, Spike, you got to move or you're going to get wet.
I know how the sprinkler is wet.
You asked me to come adjust these sprinklers.
Yeah.
I see this water coming.
Yeah. God. I think I don't see this coming.
I said, okay, mom, whatever. But Oh, I got to tell one more story since y'all got me on the family. And I think I may have told this. So, you know, they're getting up in age. And I believe me, I'm the golden child. I'm the only one with some sense because they think I'm the only one anyway. So they said, Spike, come to Daytona.
What do you think he tells his family that they believe he's a...
I'm a big lawyer in the city,
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo, billboards all in Tampa. I own Tampa.
Yeah. Pro baseball player.
Like he's Mo DeWitt. Yeah. He's like, you know, I'd be flying planes back and forth.
I'll ginger your legs. And I'll walk-off home run in the World Series.
Yeah.
when they went to lift me up on the shoulders, they dropped me.
Got it. Whatever the audience says. So I go to Daytona and I take my mom and dad. We go to the bank. So they're going to put my name on the accounts, you know, so if anything happens, somebody can get the money, right? So we go into the doggone bank, me and my mom, dad, and we sitting in there. And then the teller or the clerk or whatever the person in the office comes in and says, oh, what do you want to do? He said, we want to put his name on the account. So we're all sitting at this person's desk. And this person actually said this while I'm sitting there. She says, Miss Slater, you know, if you put his name on the account, he can come get your money without your permission.
I've been shot.
Obviously.
I will cut you.
Are you going to die today?
Yeah.
I saw your car in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I said, what's wrong with you, bitch?
Just give me
slide a little hundo right your way.
I said, mate.
Bitch, you ain't got no hundo on you right now.
Did they ask you what would it mean?
Did you hear them hollering?
Yeah. She's like, baby.
Where do I sign, bitch?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, I'd have given a stand out.
She was doing this head thing. You know you put his name on your account, he can come get the money without your permission.
I'd be like, just going to ruin the whole operation, bitch?
No, yeah, right?
Just
right.
The whole operation?
Yeah. Hey, walk with me for a second. I just want to see how secure your vault is.
Hey, you know he can't even hear you.
Yeah, really?
I'm going to have to sign this to him. Yeah. Guess what I'm assigning, bitch?
God. That
is over customer service right there.
Yeah. I think they could at
least... Blink twice if you're okay, man.
They could at least say, can you let me excuse me out of the office or something, right? She says, I'm sitting right there. She look at her and she head nodding. I'm like, wow. My mama say, oh, worst child.
She said, you going to let this dusty fool be in charge of your operation? This one. She's pointing at Spike.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
hey,
here.
You, right?
Yeah, the one talking. Him.
That was something else. You something else, right?
Mm. Why is he wet? Oh, he was in front of the sprinkler.
Yeah, he's in front of the sprinkler.
I told him to move.
That's the one you want watching your money. Why he got a chainsaw in his hand?
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Stream.